In English, you can sometimes say, I would do it, meaning that you would do it on a certain condition, right? So this is conditional. I would do it. In Russian, you don't have any woods, only forests. So to express the same in Russian, you use the past tense of the verb, the usual past tense that you know, plus a little word, by. By, which is part of быть, the verb to be. Быть, part of it, before the ending, is by. So you place this by either in front of the verb or after the verb, so somewhere around it. And that's how you get would. So if you say, I have done it, the straightforward, I did it or I have done it. How do you say that? I got it down. How does a woman say that?
Я сделала это.
Да, я сделала это. And how does a man say this?
Я сделал это.
Да, я сделал это. Right. And to say, I would do it, the only thing you do is add бы. So how do you say, I would do it? How does a woman say this?
Я бы сделала это.
Right. Я бы сделала это. The only thing is this little word is never accented. So go past it very quickly.
Я бы сделала это.
Exactly. So you place this бы in front or after the verb. So you can say я бы сделала это or
я сделала бы это.
Of course, я сделала бы это. It also means I would have done it. No difference in Russian. How good is that? And how do you say I would tell you? A woman says it.
Я бы сказала
to you.
Вам.
Да. Я бы сказала вам. And a man?
Я сказал бы вам.
Да. Я сказал бы вам. On a certain condition. Yes. Or, again, it can mean I would have told you. I would buy this. A man?
Я бы купил это.
And you need the verb in the past for would.
Я бы купил это.
Да, хорошо. Я бы купил это. I would buy it. Or it can mean I would have bought it. We would prepare it. What's to prepare? Let's do the pair of to prepare, the general verb.
Готов.
It's a verb.
Готовить.
Готовить and
приготовить.
Приготовить, хорошо. So the pair is готовить, приготовить. Now, in this sentence, we would prepare it. The meaning is we would have it prepared. We would get it prepared. Yes? So it's a dot.
Мы бы это приготовили.
Да, мы бы это приготовили. Or you can place this бы after the verb.
Мы это приготовили бы.
Possible. Мы это приготовили бы. So this бы can only be used with the verb in the past. It's never used with any other verbs but the verbs in the past. Бы.
And again, tell us what it does, what the context for it is.
It is the same as would. Woulds in English. I would do something or I would have done something. Just one бы makes the whole difference with the verb in the past. How do you say it is interesting?
Это интересно.
Это интересно, yes. And how do you say it was interesting?
Это был.
Only это. Это
было.
Да, so oh, yes. It was interesting.
Это было интересно.
Good, only don't accent the о.
Это было интересно.
Да, это было интересно. It was interesting, right. And how do you say it would be interesting? The only thing you do is add this little word.
Это бы было
okay.
Интересно.
Да, possible. Это бы было интересно. Place the бы after было.
Это было интересно бы?
No, it's after the verb.
Это было бы интересно.
That's a perfect sentence, да. Это было бы интересно. So you pronounce было бы as if it were one word, but there are two. By the way, in this sentence you can omit это, but было remains in the same form. Yes, it would be interesting. You can say
было бы интересно.
Было бы интересно. Yes. How do you say it would be interesting to know?
Было бы интересно знать.
Да, было бы интересно знать. And it would be interesting to find out?
Было бы интересно узнать.
Было бы интересно узнать. How do you say it would be nice? It would be good.
Это было бы хорошо.
Mm-hmm. That's a perfect sentence. This would be nice. Это было бы хорошо.